Englischtraining.
Task 5.
Dinner conversation. 15-year-old Jenny comes from a small town located about 250 kilometers north of Cape Town in South Africa. She has just returned from a 3-day school trip to Cape Town and is now having dinner with her parents. Dad and I are really anxious to hear about your trip to Cape Town. You didn't call or text us at all during your trip.
Mom, I was away for only 3 days, and I am 15 already. None of my classmates were in touch with their parents in those 3 days either.
But now you might tell us something about your trip. What exactly did you do in Cape Town?
Well, on our first day, we visited Robben Island Museum. That was a little boring. I mean, what's so interesting about a dark and miserable prison that has been turned into a museum?
Jenny, I perfectly understand that a museum like that is not really what 15-year-olds would call an exciting tourist attraction. But that's not the point. Robben Island is where Nelson Mandela, the most important and most famous black freedom fighter of South Africa, spent 27 years of his life in prison, just because he wanted black people in South Africa to have the same rights as white people. That's why Robben Island is a sad but very important part of our South African history.
Maybe you're right, but for my classmates and me, it was basically a waste of time.
What about the second day of your trip, then?
On our second day, we did a hop-on, hop-off bus tour around the city. That was quite interesting. What I liked very much was the Kirstenbosch Botanical Gardens, with all those exotic flowers, and the Two Oceans Aquarium, with all the huge fish tanks there.
And what did you do on the last day of your trip?
That was a really thrilling day. We took the cable car to get up to the top of Table Mountain.
You know why it is called Table Mountain, don't you? It is about 3 kilometers wide and has a very flat top, which is why it actually looks like a table from a distance.
Yes, I know. Our teachers explained that to us, too. But what I wanted to tell you about is that our cable car suddenly stopped while we were going up. We didn't know what had happened. But some of the people in our cabin started screaming.
What about you and your classmates? Were you scared too?
Not really. But Mrs. Baker, our maths teacher, was quite frightened. She started trembling. But Mr. Tyson, our geography teacher, took her hand and tried to calm her. Mrs. Baker said that she was afraid of heights, and that she hadn't liked the idea of entering a cable car in the first place.
How long did it take before your cabin started moving again?
It took about 5 minutes. To be honest, I even enjoyed the short break because our cabin was hanging about 100 meters above the steep cliffs, and from up there, the view was just breathtaking.
Obviously, all in all, it seems that you had an exciting time in Cape Town. But now, it's time to go to bed. You will have to go to school again tomorrow.